KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy today with some blowing and drifting of snow throughout the day and a high of 28. The precipitation has ended, though, across the listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the road conditions across western and southwest Iowa are ever so slowly beginning to improve. The roads basically that are west of Highway 59 and along Interstate 29 from the Sioux City, or actually from around to Council Bluffs on north to around Ottawa and south to the Missouri state line. Those roads are partially to mostly covered with snow and or ice this morning. Other roadways here in western Iowa are completely covered with snow and or ice, and be especially careful along the bridges and overpasses as those are very icy this morning. The Iowa Department of Transportation in its latest update is reminding motorists to exercise extreme caution during the morning commute and while otherwise traveling today. Iowa travel conditions are expected to improve later this morning into this afternoon in the western and northeast sections of the state as the storms move out of the state. Snowfall and strong northwesterly winds, though, have made it difficult for travelers in western and northeast Iowa. Iowa's 511 system currently reports that roadways in Centerville, Denison, Peterson, and Ida Grove are impassable, although those are improving at this hour. Roadways in western and northeast Iowa are partially to completely snow-covered. Travel remains hazardous along Interstates 29 and 80 in western Iowa and also east of Mason City and north of Waterloo. The DOT reminds you that sharing the roadways with slow-moving snow removal equipment requires drivers to exercise extra precautions. The winter storm that caught many motorists by surprise and left many stranded and seeking shelter also resulted in numerous accidents and road closures along a 200-mile stretch of Interstate 80 in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Accidents that took place Sunday on I-80 about 2 miles east of Shelby and another near Walnut blocked traffic for both directions for hours. There were injuries reported, but none appeared to have been serious. The accident near Shelby involved several semis and cars. In Cass County, deputies worked to shuttle motorists to area hotels as quickly as possible, and when they became full, the Nation of Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic opened its doors as an emergency shelter. A person answering the phone there this morning said about five people sought shelter at the Y, and all but one of them were still there as of 7:30. The other person left in their personal vehicle. Several schools have canceled or delayed the start of classes for today, and for that list, you can go to our website at kjan.com under the Community Hub side of the page. Click on Cancellations. News time is 8:03.
Tax season is here, and what's a better word to hear when you have Uncle Sam raiding your bank account than the word free? That's right, I said free. The TV Store, your local Verizon-authorized wireless retailer, is making it easy to pay those government dues and still get a brand new smartphone. From the Droid Razr by Motorola or the Droid Incredible 4G LTE by HTC, there's several options for free or free after mail-in rebate debit card. Phones with a new 2-year contract agreement. You can have the power of the internet, navigation, even mobile hotspot in your hands with absolutely no upfront cost. With the ever-unpredictable economy, all of us here at the TV Store, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer, want to take the stress out of getting your hands on that new smartphone. So come into the TV Store, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer today at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032. Activation, upgrade, early termination fee, and other fees apply. Coverage details at vzw.com.
In area news, the City of Atlantic's Community Development Committee will meet this evening at the Mayor's Office at City Hall to review and discuss a tax increment financing or TIF assistance application from Sontag Development. Meeting is set to begin at 6 p.m. The Atlantic City Council had referred the matter to the CDC during its meeting on March the 6th. Project developer Don Sontag is asking the city for a $250,000 TIF grant for the construction of the Southern Heights 2 subdivision. The project will include a private road with a cul-de-sac and 10 condominium duplexes. Sontag has indicated that 4 of the larger units would be for sale, while the remaining 16 units would be for rent. After review, the committee will forward its recommendation to the full council for further action. A public hearing will be held this evening in Atlantic as well with regard to the certified 2013-2014 budget for the Atlantic Community School District. Business manager and board secretary Mary Beth Fast told KJAN News that the levy for the district under the budget is up 10 cents from last year to $14.51 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation. The total amount of the budget is a little more than $5.94 million. A hearing on the budget will take place during a meeting of the Atlantic Board of Education. Their session begins at 7:30 this evening in the High School Media Center. And later on the meeting, a vote will be held on approving the budget. In other business, with the recently announced resignation of middle school principal Cam Smith, Superintendent Mike Amstein is expected to recommend the school board tonight consider and or act on administrative realignment or how the building administrators are set up in the district and what their respective responsibilities will be. The board will also act on approving the instructional support program, which provides additional funding in the general fund and has been in place for the past 9 years.
It will expire in June of 2014. There's just a handful of schools in Iowa that don't have this. And what that is spent on is anything for instruction, just as the name implies, like books and whatever. And the last time Atlantic did that, and the last and I guess the first time they did it, they took it to a vote. And so therefore it lasted 10 years. And the option is you could take it to a vote again and then it lasts 10 years, or the board can do that and it's a 5-year. And the only difference between the 5 and 10 year is that when the board votes on it, it's 5 years, and if you take it to a vote and it passes, it's 10 years. That's the only difference. Otherwise, it's the same.
Mary Beth said the board is planning on approving the 5-year option. The program may be funded by all property tax or a combination of property tax and income surtaxes. The total program may not exceed 10% of the district's regular program district cost. The Atlantic School Board will also discuss and act on approving the Early Start Calendar Waiver request for the 2013-2014 school year. Also, school fees, which FAST says the only changes are some reductions in the fees that students and or parents pay. Approval of the change to and the mascot name from the Trojans to the Trojans, which was requested by students in the district, and the makeup of snow days as required by the district's contracts. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special session this Wednesday evening, March the 13th. The meeting takes place in the Atlantic Senior Center beginning at 5:30 p.m. And during the session, the council will act on a resolution awarding a contract to Dostal's Construction Company of Gretna, Nebraska, for the reconstruction of the tennis courts at Sunnyside Park. Dostal's low bid for the project was $259,000. The council will also hold a public hearing and act on a resolution pertaining to the adoption of the fiscal year 2013-2014 budget. The budget amounts to slightly more than $9.43 million, which is down $3.71 million or 28.2% from the fiscal year 2013 revised estimate of $13.1 million. The proposed budget will require a 48-cent increase per $1,000 of taxable valuation, or just under 2.5%, according to City Administrator Doug Harris. The proposed estimated total tax levy on regular property would be $17.68 per thousand, while the rate on agricultural land would be $3 per thousand. Harris attributes the increase to the city's debt service cost. He says the budget is relatively flat when adjustments are made for such items as the completion of the wastewater treatment plant improvements and a county communications grant that was hosted by the fire department. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday will also act on approving a resolution authorizing the use of a preliminary official statement in connection with the sale of general obligation corporate purpose bonds, Series 2013A, as it pertains to the hearing and pre-levy action taken by the council on February 20th. Doug Harris is working with the city's bonding agent to put together the required financial information prior to Wednesday's meeting. The planned par amount of the bond issue remains at $2.72 million. Assuming the council approves the official statement during its meeting on Wednesday, the next step is for them to consider on March the 20th a bond purchase agreement to lock in the interest rates. Taking a look at latest world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. Officials say 2 U.S. troops and 3 Afghan policemen have been killed in a firefight sparked by an officer who started shooting inside of a police station while U.S. forces were visiting. The shooting comes a day after a deadline given by Afghans for U.S. special forces to withdraw from the province. One of the debates among the College of Cardinals of the Vatican is whether the Catholic Church needs a taskmaster or a people pope. Some say the Vatican needs to be cleaned up by someone tough-minded, while others want a pontiff who can inspire the faithful. Several cardinals sign up to speak at the closed-door morning session today. Deliberations begin tomorrow. And investigators say a key factor in a deadly Ohio crash involving teenagers was speed. A sport utility vehicle carrying 8 teenagers smashed into a guardrail and flipped over into a swampy pond, killing 5 boys and the young woman who was driving the vehicle. News time is 8:10.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Dish Radio Show, sponsored by the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer. We have a very special guest today. Please help me welcome Hopper the Kangaroo.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
Well, Hopper, as you very well know, Dish recently named their newest receiver after you.
After me?
Yes, it's called the Hopper. And let me tell you, they pull out all the stops when it comes to the features they packed into this one.
What kind of features, mate?
Well, they doubled the amount of space to store your recorded information. They improved the software with better graphics and easy-to-read menus. They even went with magic remotes that can shoot through walls and doors.
Crikey, is there anything it can do?
Oh, I'm not done yet. You can also watch Dish anywhere from your smartphone, tablet, or your laptop computer. And the best part, they have it at the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer.
To find out more about the new Hopper, head on down to the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer today at 907 87th Street in Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-3032.
Only available for playback to selected primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Dish anywhere requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Beverly Kunkel, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Beverly Kunkel will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Donald Dean Harrison, age 79, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Don Harrison will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Annabelle Peterson, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Annabelle Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ray Lingle, age 84, of Manila, died Wednesday at the Manila Manor. A funeral service for Ray Lingle will be today at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of arrangements. They changed the time on that funeral service yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, from this morning to Monday afternoon. Scott Shook, age 42, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Taylor House in Des Moines. A funeral service for Scott Shook will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Guthrie Center High School Gymnasium in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Robert Bobby Tibkin, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bobby Tibkin will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwayne Leroy Jensen of Marion and formerly of Atlantic died Thursday. Services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita, or rather in Atlantic, has the arrangements. Foster Rutledge, age 86, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died March the 2nd. His son, 65-year-old Edward Ned Rutledge of Missouri, died February 22nd. Joint services for Foster and Ned Rutledge will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lauren King, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Lauren King are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.